Om Shanti. Very often, Bhaktata reminds us of one Murli song in the Sakar Murlis. Do not forget the days of your childhood. If you forget the days of your childhood, today you may smile and tomorrow you will cry. And I'm sure each and every one of us, when we go back to the childhood of this godly life, we definitely begin to cherish every moment, because those were the days when we really, really felt full of energy, full of enthusiasm, full of intoxication. Am I right? And if anyone would have asked you during those days, how are you? You don't have words to describe. Because each one of us felt we were flying. Our feet was not touching the earth. We did not want to sleep, eat, just enjoy that feeling of being pulled towards Baba. And sometimes I wonder, you know, what made us have that experience in our childhood of this godly life? One thing that comes to my mind was that, of course, everything was new. New knowledge, new family, new experience, full of excitement. So you can just imagine. And it was like a blind person having an eyesight. Just think about it. For the first time, a blind person begin to see and understand things, how they would feel. And so what happened in the beginning, because of that enthusiasm, because of that energy, intoxication, we never saw anyone in front of us. We never thought about anyone. We never compared ourselves with anyone. We never had any waste thought. Because we were only concerned about our self-progress. We were only concerned about our change. Because that was the feeling we had. I want to change. I want to progress. I want to make intense effort. Particularly, I remember my childhood. We were told during those days, destruction will come in 1976. I came in 68. Oh, you can just see the amount of effort we made day and night. You know, we did not want to separate ourselves from Baba. So, what actually happens after some years? That our effort begin to slow down. You know, in the first year when you are asked, how are you? We say, oh, I'm flying. I am full. And in the second year, if you are asked the same question, okay, all right. And third year, yeah, surviving. So why is that our energy of enthusiasm diminishes, becomes less comparing to the first 2 years? It should be increasing, isn't it, year after year. Something happens in between. And because we do not identify that what is happening in between me and Baba, so we begin to slow down and sometimes stop, sometimes turn back, sometimes get stuck. Then one very wonderful enemy that attacks some of the Brahmins is boredom. Then you feel like, oh, same routine, wake up every morning, come to the Murli, go to office, come back, give course, sleep, you know. So it looks like a routine job you are doing like a machine, so there is boredom. And you know what happens next. As soon as I allow that boredom to come, then I begin to take things easy. It's okay, huh? All right, doesn't matter. You know, we have done a lot. We have been in knowledge for so many years. So we take a little nap. Not sleep, because Baba woke us up from the Kumbhakarna sleep of ignorance. No more that sleep. But then because boredom interferes in our life, we tend to take things easy, in the sense casual, and so slowly that nap comes. So that is when my intellect, the gift that Baba has given us, the divine intellect, we do not use. That is what is called carelessness. Nap in between. It's okay, you know, I am doing my best, I'm trying my best after all. So, or sometimes it does happen that things are all going very well, you know, everything is according to my favor. So I say, now I am making very good effort, you know, service is good, jnana is good, yoga is good. So we take it for granted. That's it. The moment I take it for granted, I don't have conscious attention on myself, that is when the mind deceives me. The deception happens. So that is the time I become careless. I take the Dunlop pillow and I go into the sleep of carelessness. And once I enter into that comfort zone, then my language changes. You know, when someone is half asleep, there are some people who talk in sleep talkers. So when we go into this kind of half sleep of carelessness, we try to speak certain language which we do not understand ourselves. You know, when people who speak at night, they don't remember what they have spoken. Other people can remember. I know that, you know, I stayed once with two sisters, and both of them used to speak, and they will speak to each other in the sleep. And they are making plans for service, both of them, and I am in the middle. And I am enjoying their conversation, because they say that when somebody is sleep talking, you shouldn't wake them up because it upsets their brain. So in the morning I used to make a joke and say, you are very serviceable child of Baba, you know, because not only you do service when you are awake, but you are also doing service when you are asleep. Because they did not remember what they were speaking. So this is what happens when we go into the sleep of carelessness. The languages, the royal languages that we use, put us into more sleep. So this is why we need to first of all understand some of the languages that we speak when we are under the influence of this royal, you know, carelessness or real carelessness. Only then we are able to look out for the antidotes. No, when I said antidotes for carelessness, what I mean is, in a way, medicine for carelessness. Because I need to definitely look at this as one of the sickness that keeps me away from maintaining the energy of enthusiasm to move forward on this path of knowledge in flying stage. When you have the energy of enthusiasm, you are flying. But when I am under the influence of carelessness, my tire is flat. I am grounded. I got wings, but I cannot fly. So what I am going to do, first of all, is to share with you, because this is a collection from Avyak Murli's, from time to time Bapdada has been talking about the language of carelessness. What kind of language one speaks. So I can look into the list and check if any of these languages exist in my life, I must change it. I must remove it from my dictionary. Then only the antidote that I am going to share with you is going to work. Because first of all, I need to admit that I have it, and then only I am able to use the right antidote to remove that weakness or sickness. So one of the language Baba said sometime was to, like, we make mistake. First thing is we don't realize we make mistake. And the second thing is that we do not repent for the mistake that is already done. Instead, I try to justify. So this is one form of carelessness. Making mistake, not realizing mistake, and not even repenting for the mistake, so that I am able to correct them for the future. The second thing is, sometimes I would say, I don't have any attachment, I don't have any love as such, but the virtue of that person is very good. So actually it's a royal carelessness. Baba says, don't be impressed by anyone's virtue. You can take goodness, but not be impressed. So when I say, you know, I don't have attachment, but I like that one's virtue, that is how I am able to work with that person. So that is also a form of royal carelessness. And the third thing is to justify, saying that, well, this happens a little all the time anyway. Very royally, very casually. And fourthly, sometimes we say, I don't have any desire, really, but I just like it. Again, royal carelessness. I don't even realize that how I have that greed subtly. So that is why I do not realize when I say, I don't have any desire, but I like it. Or sometimes we do say, what if I have defect, everyone has it anyway? I will change if the other one change. This is another language. Or sometimes we do say, oh, this is my nature, to live comfortably, eat in a comfortable way. This is my nature. I like that way. Or sometimes we do say, who has become perfect? Everyone is an effort maker. So we use word effort maker to take advantage, to allow carelessness to grow. So who has become perfect? Everyone is an effort maker. We will become perfect at the end. Or sometimes in a simple way we say, it's okay, everyone else is the same. It's not only me. To make a mistake, not to admit, but to blame others. This blame culture is a product of carelessness. I know I am okay. Others do not know me. Or others do not recognize me. They will eventually recognize me and they will get to know me as time moves on. This is like cheating myself. You know, when I have such thoughts and I speak such words, actually I am cheating myself. That is also a form of carelessness. Or another form is to think whatever is happening now, whatever they are receiving now, it's fine. Why should I worry about future? It's okay. Or sometimes we say, this is not my intention nor my feelings, but I had to do it. Even, you know, sometimes Baba says some souls use drama in a wrong way instead of using it in a right way. So they say, if we claim low status in golden age, it's okay. At least we will be happy there. We won't even know, you know, whether we have low status or not. At least there won't be any sorrow. We will not lack anything. So let us enjoy the present. Why worry too much about the future, you know? So that is also a form of carelessness in a way. And very subtle form of carelessness is just to say everything is okay. Whenever you ask, how are you? Everything is okay. And not to be prepared beforehand is carelessness. You know, like, you know that now Baba says you must keep stock of food for 3 months, you must be prepared. You know, means Baba has given warning, but I take it for granted everything will be okay. After all, we are Baba's children. You know, Baba will take care of. No. Like once I remember, you know, there was some theft in one of the centers and some sister was telling Bab Dada. So Baba said that if you keep money in openly in that way, why not thieves will come? Why Baba should take care of when you don't have the responsibility? You know, not to take it for granted, oh, everything will be okay. I don't need to be prepared. That is also carelessness. This is deception. I am deceiving myself. And sometimes carelessness in effort, saying whatever is to happen will happen. We will see what happens later. Who sees and listens anyway? Or sometimes we say, you know, just like, I only said it as a joke. At the cost of somebody else. That is also carelessness. If I start enjoying being happy at the cost of somebody else and I say, oh, I just said it as a joke. That is also not being careful. Or sometimes older Brahmins also use this language. I have done a great deal, you know. I have had lot of renunciation. I have brought lot of transformation in my life. I am good at least with these souls. Some souls. To do this much is not easy. There are weakness even in the well-known souls in the yajna. At least I am better than they are. You know, this kind of thoughts is very royal carelessness. So I need to check myself. Sometimes Maya comes in different ways to deceive us, no? Or sometimes another language is, even against my desire, I come under the influence of my sanskara. This is what Baba said, that when you recognize that this is your sanskara, why not you change? So when there is carelessness, we say that, I recognize this is my sanskara, but I still come under the influence. I did not get angry, but I showed a little bit of authority. You know, I did not get angry, but just a bit of authority, bossiness. That is also carelessness. And how carelessness comes in yoga? How carelessness comes in yoga? Sometimes we begin to think, at least I did not have a bad thought. It was only thought about service. That also is carelessness. No controlling power. I should not be thinking about service when I am sitting in yoga, isn't it? I should be having the right thought, but if I say I did not have any impure thought, bad thought, but I was only thinking about service, means I was not having yoga with Baba. So that is also a form of carelessness in yoga. ये ट्रांसलेशन बाहर आ रहा है रशियन लैंग्वेज का. और समटाइम्स हाउ केयरलेसनेस कम्स इन सर्विस. यू नो समटाइम्स वी वेक अप होल नाइट एंड वी डू सर्विस एंड वी फॉल ए स्लीप एट अमृत वेला एंड मिस अमृत वेला. And when we are asked why we missed Amrit Vela, what we say? Oh, I did service whole night, I was tired, so I did not wake up. So that is also one form of carelessness, not giving the importance to Amrit Vela. Or how carelessness comes in our relationship, in our interaction. I am not able to get on with this one. I will get on with this one because there is no progress in this place. There are obstacles. I can do service in another place. So actually, I do not have the aim to change myself. I give the excuse saying that I cannot get on with this one, so I can do service better with somebody else. Or there is obstacle here, so if I change the place, I can do service somewhere. So these excuses language is also part of carelessness. So sometimes when there is carelessness, tiredness comes too. We do a little and we think we have done a lot. So sometimes the thought comes, what service can I do? I have already done a lot. I am very tired. You know, I want a rest. And so, you know, like for the self also, we always compare ourselves because we see clearly when there is this half sleep, we do not look at ourselves. This is what I was saying, that when we came in the beginning, we only looked at ourselves and looked at Baba. We did not bring the third person in between. Why we went into this slumber of carelessness is because we brought another human being in between myself and Baba. Instead of following father, when we started to follow brother or sister, so then we begin to compare, and that comparison either leads to competition or criticism or correction. And so our progress is retarded. So this is why I just need to check myself. And Baba has made it very clear in this season's Murli that even though we start off making effort, making promise with Baba, why is that the promise gets weaker and obstacle gets stronger? The reason is carelessness. Because we start speaking such language, thinking it is right. At that time, my experience is, if we listen to some seniors helping us, this is not right, you should not do that. And if I listen to them and change myself, I will be on the right way. But if I justify and move along, slowly, slowly, carelessness changes into laziness, and laziness and carelessness together stops our progress totally. So this is why this year Bap Dada has been talking in every Murli the importance of overcoming this greatest enemy. We say lust is the greatest enemy. But before lust, carelessness should be considered as a severe enemy in our effort-making life. So what are some of the antidotes that we can use, you know, in order to really remove this sickness, remove this enemy from deep within, so that we return to our childhood days once again, having the same energy, same intoxication, same motivation, so that in a short time we are able to reach our destination. So I have 7 antidotes, You can choose whichever you like to use. If you want to take all, that's fine. So the first one I would suggest is stop doing three things. Stop doing three things. And that is stop thinking about others, stop looking at others, and stop following the dictates of other people's minds. And start one thing, and that is being merciful towards the self and merciful towards others. And what it means to be merciful towards myself, in simple words, it means to have good thinking for myself and good wishes for others. That is very important antidote for destroying this enemy for good. Because two things cannot take place at the same time, good thinking and waste thinking. So try this. You know, just say no. When I don't want, because I am the master of my thoughts, when I have my intellect, Baba has given us the intellect to discern the thoughts, and so I should discern the thoughts and make a decision, this is what I am going to do. I am not going to listen to other thoughts, but I am going to listen to my conscience and behave accordingly. And the second antidote, of course, definitely, is create, maintain, and distribute the energy of enthusiasm. First of all, I must create. Then I should maintain and distribute. Where there is energy of enthusiasm, carelessness and laziness runs away. It cannot come. And to create enthusiasm, one yukti that we can use is bring newness in everything you do, novelty. And in order to create that novelty, just practice one attitude. Student, I am a student. Yesterday Dadi said very nice point. I hope you made a note of it. Dadi said, if you always remember you are a godly student, you will not have the nature of childishness and you will not have the feeling of being old age. You will always remain alert. You will always have the learning attitude. I want to learn. I want to learn. As a result of it, you collect lot of good things. And that becomes a material for you to experiment with newness. That's very important. Variety. Create variety, newness, creativity in everything you do. Newness is creativity. And to maintain enthusiasm, just one word. Whatever you do, do it consistently. Not like sometimes I get enthusiasm, I wake up at 2 o'clock and then do it for 1 month and then 1 month holiday. Not like going 2 steps forward and 1 step backward. No. Consistency. So then you can maintain that enthusiasm you have created. And to distribute enthusiasm, in one word, I would say, appreciation. We are very good in criticizing someone, you know. But if I can just learn this art of appreciation, I would have given enthusiasm in the form of blood donation to someone. Because everyone does everything best. That is all they could do. So to appreciate means to think in my mind, you have done very well. No? Because that is all they could do. Well done. that appreciation which makes that soul happy comes back to you in the form of energy. So enthusiasm is an energy that you can't get from outside. You have to have a self-generator. You have to generate it, maintain it, and distribute it. Then you can see there will be no boredom, there will be no tiredness, there will be no carelessness and laziness. So that is the second, I would say, the antidote for carelessness, enthusiasm. And the third one, according to Baba Smurli, is determination. What is determination? When you begin to move on the path, no turning back, no termination. Just move ahead. Don't look back, don't look sideways, look straight. So determination is the willpower. Determination is my inner power. So it is the powerful thought, I will. So one who has determination, always remember three words. I will, I am, and I can. Don't use any other words. I must know. When you say I must, it feels like a force. Or if you say I shall, means half and half, you know. But if you say I will, think I will do it. I am and I can. Why did Baba choose me? Think about it. Why he did not choose somebody else? He trusts me. Baba has so much trust in me that I will make it. Can I put down Baba? So two things you remember. Daddy said this many, many years ago. Remember, talk to yourself to bring this determination back, the energy that Baba has chosen me with this faith, I can do it. If I don't, who else? I will do it. And the second thing is, procrastination is such a thief, you know. Yes, I will make up my mind, I will do it, but then laziness creeps in, tomorrow, not now, later, not me, somebody else. No, don't allow the laziness to come in. So tell yourself, I have to do it now. I have to do it, I will do it, and I will do it now. So that automatically gives you so much energy, so there is no turning back. So this is what Baba said, the enemy that changes our determination is carelessness. So the moment I say, I will do it later, finish, then I will never do it. No, particularly to wake up Amrit Vela every morning on time, to come to class on time, to be punctual, I have to overcome this enemy of carelessness and laziness. So if I tell myself that I can do it, I will do it, Baba has chosen me. So I will not put down Baba, I will keep the honor of Baba's selection. Let everyone see me and say, God has chosen the right instrument. No, it is in our hands, isn't it? And that is why determination means thinking and doing together. No, the other day, I think many of you were not here, Dadi was telling in the class, nowadays you don't even have to make a promise. You know, like sitting here, you are making a promise to, from tomorrow onwards, I'm going to do it. There is no need to make promise. Once you have recognized the time, do it. There is no need to make even promise. When you have determination, you think and you do. So there is no gap between thinking and doing. And that is why determination becomes the key for experiencing accomplishment or success. So the third antidote will be of course, determination, no termination. Just do it. No, march ahead until I reach my destination. And, of course, the next antidote is to divorce, let go of boredom. One of the reasons I remember Jagdish Bhai used to say, who are the ones who get bored easily in Brahmin life? The one who is shallow. You know, they have not gone deep enough. Because they are floating on the surface, they get bored easily. So he used to say, if you bore well, if you bore into yourself, you will never get bored. You get bored because you don't bore. You know, when they bore the well, the deeper they dig, the sweet water comes out. So what we need to do is to develop the habit of churning, making knowledge an entertainment, making yoga an entertainment, so boredom cannot come. So this is something we need to learn. Making yoga, knowledge, service, all subject, total Brahmin life an entertainment. So then I begin to enjoy where there is boredom. See, when we come to a cultural program, why we all enjoy cultural program? Because there is variety, there is, different entertaining activities. It is not monotonous. So because sometimes our Brahmin life becomes monotonous, it is not filled with entertainment, we get bored. And that boredom slacks. And that slackness then brings carelessness and laziness. So make life an entertainment. Celebrate life. Boredom will run away. You know, you will never have the name of boredom once you have begun to celebrate. And Brahmin life is for what? To celebrate. And what do you do in celebration? Sing, dance, eat meat. Not eat meat, eat meat. That is why it is always entertainment, you know. It is not sitting in one way listening. So that is why divorce boredom, enjoy life as an entertainment. And of course, Baba has mentioned this aspect very clearly in one of the seasons, Murli, for double foreigners. Baba said that you have become knowledgeful, but now you have to become powerful. Why is that we get into sometimes they become victim to this enemy of carelessness? Is because lack of power. Like Baba said, no, if you are asked to give a class on transformation, you can give a class for 1 hour. But when it comes to practical transformation, we give excuses and reasons. So what is lacking in us is power. So how can you get power? Where do you get power? Of course, when I am totally soul conscious and when I connect myself with Baba, that is one way. But really knowledge change into power when you use the knowledge in action. So develop the hobby. You know, develop the hobby of using knowledge in action. Hobby means a special interest. You know, look out for opportunities to use knowledge in action. Then that becomes power. Otherwise, it is like a point in the intellect. It is light, but it turns into might when it is put into action. And that is why those who are powerful, together with being knowledgeful, become obstacle-free. It is not that obstacles don't come in front of them. Yesterday, Dadi was telling 3 things, no? I should not be scared of obstacles. I should not become an obstacle because I have an obstacle. But I should be the destroyer of obstacles. So for that, I need 3 things. I need light, I need might, but I also need divine insight. You know, suppose you are driving the car, for example. Your car headlights are on, so you can drive, you can see the path. But then all of a sudden you see a hurdle on the way, a big stone, something. So you stop the car. You don't have the energy to move that. So you need to have the power also together with the light so that you can move. But at the same time, if you can't move, you should have divine insight that you can make a detour, you know. You can go through another way. So if you don't have the divine insight, also you get confused. So this is why if I really want to overcome carelessness, I need to make myself powerful. I have knowledge, but use the knowledge in action. Now, why is that sometimes we wonder, you know, why the knowledge doesn't emerge on time? It is there, but it comes out a little bit later, not at the right time. So we try for a few times, and when that doesn't work, then we give up. And then once you give up once, second time you give a little bit slack, and then third time more slack, and then you say, okay, this is not my you know, piece of bread, oh, leave it. So we give up easily. So I must think about it. Why is that the knowledge doesn't emerge at the right time? Whether it is tolerance or whether it is patience, why it does not emerge? Baba has given three reasons for that also. One of the reasons Baba mentioned was, it is how much I am obedient to Baba, that much obedient the knowledge will be when I want it to emerge at the right time. If I am not always obedient to Baba, so when I order for a particular point of knowledge to be used in action, it doesn't emerge. My intellect is not clear. My intellect is not so clean that it can emerge and I can use it immediately. So I must look into where I disobey Baba. You know, where is the disobedience that karma comes back to me? And the second reason Baba said was the time. Time takes revenge on me at that time. No, I never thought about it until I read that Baba's Murali. The time takes revenge on me when I want to use the knowledge in action. It says, you have wasted lot of time and now you want to use the knowledge and convert into power. I am not going to allow it. Because we have disrespected time by wasting time, not using time, we have spent time, so the time is against me at that time. So after the situation has passed, it will emerge, but not instantly at that time. So I have to prepare myself beforehand by respecting time. Recognizing the value of time, using the time, so then the time cooperates. Okay, now, you know, you just order this and it is there. And then the third reason what Baba mentioned was, many times we are not seated on our seat of self-respect. As a master, as a king, and so the powers doesn't obey me. After all, they are my servants. They should be able to be ready at my service, but they don't because I order them coming down from my seat. I don't recognize, but they recognize that I am in body consciousness. And so they don't obey. So what I need to do is, I need to have attention on myself to check, why did this power did not come? I knew this is what I had to use. So I need to look into my day's routine. Where did I go wrong? I need to realize myself and admit This is the reason. That means next time, that should not happen. See, overcoming carelessness means not to allow the same weakness to repeat in action, knowing that that is my weakness. And it is possible when I have the power of the mind, I can totally bring change through dialogue, not through suppression. This is what happens with many of us, you know, like some mothers, they train their children through suppression, and for a short while they won't misbehave, and afterwards in their absence they do the same thing. So I should not transform myself through suppression, creating fear, but through dialogue. So mind and intellect need to dialogue and convince my mind, and then take the cooperation of the mind and work together. Then you will never have any deception. So what is important, the antidote is the balance of knowledge and power. Knowledge itself is not enough. And power don't just come with yoga only. Of course, to some extent, I can draw that power when my yoga of intellect is accurately linked with Baba. But in practical life, I know to what extent I have become powerful when I use it. When I use it, I get the practical proof. Just like, you know, if a warrior sitting at home thinking, you know, when the enemy comes, I'm going to do like this and do like that. And when the enemy practically comes, they start shivering. So who will believe that he is a strong warrior? So that is why it is important for me to make sure that I create a hobby of using knowledge in action. And for that, as Dadi was saying, we have to be introvert. We have to have the interest to turn our mind within so that we are able to understand ourselves better. And then we also need to have some time for solitude. Because when I am in solitude, I can listen to my conscience very well. You know, I don't need somebody else to tell me where I have gone wrong, what mistakes I have made, because my conscience is my witness. It's because we are not giving time to be in solitude. We are not giving time to withdraw ourselves from external, go into our inner world. We are not able to do that. And so with the cooperation of introversion, solitude, we can create the hobby of balancing knowledge and power. That could work as a powerful antidote also. And of course, the slogan from the beginning that has helped all of us is to see the self and see the Father. That's all. You know, don't bring the third person. The third person coming means the third eye closed. And the sign of third eye closing is going into sleep of carelessness. The third eye closes only because I brought the third person in between. That's what we heard in the beginning, the language of carelessness. This one is also doing like this. This one is also in the knowledge for so many years. If they can do it, if I do it, doesn't matter. You know, we try to console ourselves, convince ourselves we are better than others. You know, just like in a school, if you are a good student, you won't compare yourself with the student who is failing, isn't it? If everybody is failing, I am also failing, but I am number one in those who have failed. What greatness is that? So that is carelessness, isn't it? If I am a good student, I would always say, I will want to become number one, A1. So I will keep that role model in front of me. So this is why it is very important to keep this real antidote with me always. See myself and see Baba. If you are desperate, say you can't do without seeing somebody, then you only see the good qualities in others and nothing else. But otherwise, I don't need to bring the third person. So in fact, the slogan that I need to keep in order to overcome this greatest enemy, you know, we talk about five vices, but the sixth and the seventh vice is not less. Laziness and carelessness is the seventh vice in a way. So that is why Baba says, be careful, then you can be carefree. If you careful, then you are free from care. But if you care less, you worry more. So this is why I have to, careful means attention at every step. Attention without tension. Not to have tension of keeping attention, that will make me more heavy and burdened. No? There are many of us, sometimes we do that. We are always thinking, oh, Baba says you must have attention, Baba says you must have attention, Baba says you must have attention, we have only tension of attention. Like sometimes we have yoga with yoga, you know. We don't have yoga, but we have yoga with yoga. When we are at home, we are thinking, oh, now I have to go to center, I am going to have very good yoga, I am going to have 4 hours of yoga. And when I come to center, I start thinking of home. So I was not having yoga, I was having yoga with yoga. So in the same way, if there is not the natural attention, there is tension of attention, that also will lead me into carelessness. Then I take it for granted. So neither we should have tension of keeping attention, nor we should become casual, taking for granted. You know, everything is going on well, it's okay. No. Until the last moment, we have to have attention. Why? Because we are climbing a steep hill, you know. To reach our destination, we are on a steep hill climb. So when someone is climbing the steep hill, how much attention they should have? Otherwise, one step slip can bring the soul down. So that is why the slogan is to see Father and see the Self and not anything else. So in that way, what Baba has mentioned, so we can chase away the enemy of carelessness that takes away our energy. So check the language. Sometimes we think or sometimes we speak also. Sometimes we may not speak, but we think in our mind, it's all right, who has become perfect? After all, I am making effort, I am having attention. I don't do so many mistakes I used to do before, only one or two. You know, it's okay. So just that kind of royal languages we think and we speak will not help us to move forward. So that is why it is always good for us to remind ourselves of our childhood days and keep that energy of enthusiasm and intoxication and motivation so that we can keep moving forward until we reach our destination. So let us, you know, finish before Bab Dada comes. This time he don't have to say it anymore. What language we speak, so that he can reveal to us even more deeper secrets, what we need to do more so that we can reach our perfect stage or karmati stage, becoming equal to the Father. Okay?